Stephanie, you may have noticed it's summer outside.
Thank goodness. I'm so happy.
Yeah, some people are happy about it. Those of us who are less capable in the heat, perhaps not. But it is a great time to go and see some movies, particularly if there's AC around. And I wanted to talk about some movies that really kind of capture that wonderful spirit of the season. So let's talk.
Never at a loss for a movie or an opinion. It's the Cube Critics.
Can we define summer movies?
Do we want to define? No, we're not talking about blockbusters.
We're not talking about just movies. I mean, just
movies that make you feel like
it's summer.
It's summer. Okay. Yeah. I think that's good enough. We just said it. That's.
I know, but
movies make you feel like it's summer.
But there's always seems to be this kind of element of a new beginning.
Hmm.
I mean, which in a way should be more like spring, but there's always. Okay, school has ended. We're getting ready for the summer vacations. Everything is changing, at least briefly. Perhaps there is an element of hope.
So. Okay. One of my films that I chose does not fit that definition, but
neither,
that's okay.
The same with one
Come
of
on.
Mine. But
Go
anyway.
On.
So,
what did you choose?
I actually ended up choosing a couple of movies from 2013, which was, for some reason, was a good, at least in my book, a good summer movie year.
Okay.
And I wanted to start with The Way, Way Back.
Okay.
Did you see The Way, Way Back?
I did see The Way, Way Back. Yeah. I really liked The Way, Way Back.
The Way, Way Back is this little gem, which was like, it was the first movie directed by the duo of Nate Faxon and Jim Rash, a couple of guys who have been character actors for a gazillion years and wanted to do a movie. And they put together this film about 14-year-old Duncan, who's this kind of a dweeb, but he's going on vacation with his mother and he's played by your favorite Toni Collette.
Oh, she's and so great in that movie.
Her wretched boyfriend, Trent, played by Steve Carell, who he's just wonderfully awful in this. He's just a slimy jerk.
And he gets that you're seeing him through the eyes of the teenager. And so, and teenagers often have a little bit of a dim view of their parents' partners at that in during that age, but you slowly realize that maybe Trent is onto something.
Yeah. Well, no, Duncan is onto something. Trent.
Yeah, Duncan is onto something. Sorry.
Duncan is onto something.
And Trent is onto something.
Yes. Mm. And but anyway, Duncan realizes that this is going to be a wretched summer unless he does something about it. And he ends up getting a job with a local water park where he meets a whole bunch of oddballs, including a guy called Owen, played by Sam Rockwell. And it becomes this little movie about, I suppose, to use that what's become a cliche, kind of a village raising a kid. All these slightly wacky people who really help him find his feet. I mean, it's a heartfelt comedy drama, and you know, doesn't everyone find redemption working at a water park? Well, maybe not, but it's just a great cast. I mean, we said Toni Collette, but also Allison Janney, Maya Rudolph is in it, a whole bunch of people. And this movie, I think they made it for like $5 million, and it seems like it must have cost them so much more. It is really a movie. I think it must have been a project of joy for the people who are involved in it. And it's got some real heart to it. But anyway.
Yeah. I really, really love that movie. And it reminded me of Meatballs, one of my favorite other summer movies about. And the Bill Murray character seemed to have a lot in common with the head of the water park, like a guy who's an older guy who's boyish and seems to be able to connect with teenagers, but not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
And
you may have a few secrets himself because
he's
probably been down
That's
a couple
one.
Of
well,
alleys.
Well, now I'm worried
visit.
That you're choosing one of the same ones that I chose because I realized that The Kings of Summer came out in 2013. Is that what you were going to talk about?
No.
All right. Kings of Summer came out in 2013.
Of course, that means you're going to have to now find another 2013 movie. So
I am not going to. So The Kings of Summer came out in 2013. And it was a little independent comedy drama about a group of teenage boys. And one of them decides to run away. They've got a fort in the woods, and they're going to run away. And it's about the joys of just being outside in the woods and building stuff. And my brother and his friends used to go out in the woods behind my parents' house and like build tree forts. And all the kids in the neighborhood, one time we had a fort that we dug, which is not dangerous. This is not advised. Yep. We dug a hole and we would go underground. We had this giant hole that we dug out and we went underground and we were not smoking up or anything because we were little kids, but we brought possessions down there. Someone brought the Farrah Fawcett poster down there, the one of her in the swimsuit, because you could tell what age we were. And this reminded me of that time, although these are kids who are a little bit older, teenagers. But they run away and they just live apart for a while. And you also have their parents who are worried about them. But it is a dreamy movie about like American teenage ingenuity and the joys of just swimming and living on your own in a dream world. And it's not a movie where there's anything threatening, there's nothing bad that's going to happen, and there's some things that they can't get right. They keep just running out to the local strip mall to get food. Mm-hmm. But the director, Jordan Vogt Roberts, went on to direct Kong Island or Kong Skull Island. So I can't really recommend his follow-up movie. But Kings of Summer is a delightful movie. They'll make you want to run away to, I don't know, Battle Creek Park and build your own little fort in the woods. It's great. I loved it.
Yeah, great. Good. Another 2013 movie?
Yeah.
World's End.
World's End. World's End.
World's End. Now, this may not spring to everyone's mind as being a summer movie, but let me explain.
Okay.
This is another one of the Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg movies. It's actually the third in a trilogy. Shaun of the Dead was the first one. Hot Fuzz, that really bizarre thing about police officers. And then World's End, which is about a group of men now in their early middle ages, shall we say, who have got on with their lives. They're trying to be grown-ups and everything, all except for one. And that is a guy called Gary King, played by Simon Pegg. And he is a jerk. I mean, yes. He is just an astonishing jerk. He is the guy who still basically believes that he is 17 or 18, even though just looking at him, you can tell he really isn't.
Mm-hmm. He was cool back then. That's when he had been cool.
When he was 17.
Yep.
And when he was 17, he and his buddies used to hang out together, and they were part of this group that on the day that they finished high school, they were meant to do this pub crawl. And the idea was, you did the Golden Mile, which was 13 pubs, and you had a pint in each one, and which, of course, is
a lot of pints.
Really ridiculous thing to do, dangerous thing to do. And they tried to do it when they were that young, and they failed. Mm-hmm. And so now, 20 years on, Gary has decided he's going to get the gang back together, and they're going to do it. And the others are just not interested in the least. he lies and cajoles and gets them together. And so we have this cast with Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Paddy Considine, Martin Freeman, Eddie Marsan, and then Rosamund Pike is in the mix too. And they go off to do this ridiculous thing. And it is... If you go in thinking it's going to be Shaun of the Dead, for the first, I don't know, 45 minutes, you think, what is this going with? And it's actually, it's horrifying because they lay it on so thick about the way that our self-images, particularly as guys, and maybe it's just particularly as British guys, I don't know, but I think particularly as guys, just we fall so short of the people we thought we were going to be. And basically all these guys in different ways fall into this. And so you're going, where is this film going? And then it takes a twist, which I'm not going to go into. But It's just pure Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg, which will give you a clue if you haven't seen it.
All right.
So did you see that one?
I saw that one. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved World's End.
So
I thought it was
bizarre.
One of the best movies of the year.
Over the top.
Yeah. It is
anyway.
A great movie. All right. And my final pick is A Bigger Splash by Luca Guadagnino, who did Call Me By Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, Call Me By Your Name is a great summer movie, too, where, you know, you can feel the buzzing of the lazy days and the buzzing mm-hmm. of all the insects around the town. But in Bigger Splash, it's about Tilda Swinton, and she is a rock star who needs to rest her voice because she can't speak at all. So you've got Tilda Swinton, one of the great actors, not talking the whole time. She gets visited by a former paramour, Ralph Fiennes, and his daughter, played by Dakota Johnson, and Matthias Schoenwerts, or however you say mm-hmm. his name. I cannot pronounce the man's name. Plays her boyfriend. And they're all together in a beautiful island. And lazy days, and it should be a relaxing time, except Ralph Fiennes is there peacocking around as her ex-boyfriend and just stirring things up, as is Dakota Johnson, looking as a young, beautiful woman who is generates interest amongst the men, every man she walks by. And it is incredibly funny and incredibly dark. And Ralph Fiennes gives one of the all-time great nude dancing performances in a film.
Wait a minute, and you said nude there.
Nude,
okay. I was just all-time making sure
great
the accent
nude
caught
dancing
me there.
Performances. Ralph Fiennes just goes for it. And so it's this sun-dappled environment. It makes you want to walk around an Italian island in a caftan. And then by the end of the movie, you don't want to be anywhere near an island and that island and those people. Really good movie, really funny, really sharp, really dark. And I love it. And I just love it.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
Just as we were talking, I realized there's another movie we have to talk about.
What?
Did you ever see My Summer of Love?
My Summer of Love. What is that? No.
It is a very, very early Emily Blunt movie.
No.
Which is about a couple of young women, teenagers, in this little village in Yorkshire
mm-hmm.
where they stumble into each other. They stumble into a friendship. And Emily Blunt plays Tamsin, this extremely well-off, somewhat mysterious young woman. And Natalie Press plays this young woman who is the daughter of a guy who basically is trying to make a go of it running a pub. And they spend the summer together.
Hmm.
And basically they fall in love, too.
I don't know this one at all.
And then the story takes a twist. And it's just a remarkable little-known movie that is both kind of fun and sexy and also very, very dark. It's really worth seeing.
All right, you have me completely intrigued.
Okay.
All right, so what do we got? From me, you've got Kings of Summer, A Bigger Splash, which I should say is based on a Jacques Demy film, La Piscine.
Mm-hmm.
And from you?
We had The Way, Way Back,
mm-hmm.
because everyone's been in The Way, Way Back.
Mm-hmm. True.
World's End mm-hmm. and My Summer of Love.
My Summer of Love. I don't know when I'm going
to
watch that.
You never need to go outside again.
All right.